As showed you Risha Clare Shaw, Tashin Grary, Clare Nigail. Hello, my name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have you heard tale of our Bobby Bob?
And we embark once more on this bilingual programme, Clare Nigail, in which you'll hear some of it in the English language, as Angie Clinishu Perdelyagi Sukelg, and in which you'll hear some other part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach Nan Jurish. Well, I suggested that we're embarking on the programme. Embarking is to go on board a bark, on board a ship. But actually, in this case, rather than going from the land onto a vessel, it's the ship that's coming onto the land. And we'll be looking at some events in February and March of 1842. Tashingul Arashka Skeels and Irishorje Clare Nigail. Shorchin Deir Sahil J. Skeels Krut Hojach Savurl, Yorish Brindley Hallam Dennis. As the end message, and pert the chur care smooth essen. Taurzem, the valley brow keelach ons the chulia point for yera hall, ach the genus who skeel yers a hilger and son the yashen as ulu. We closed last time with some Manx music played by Irish musicians, the Chieftains. At the time I said it was from the Chieftains Five. Well, I was half right, just the sort of wit I am too, I suppose. It was, in fact, from the Chieftains Ten. And we start with a song, well, the song from that album, performed by Kevin Cunniff, The Pride of Pimlico. Tashu geishtach rish Radio Vanning, stashu na rashun, skelyena wo shtulish, Ellen Vanning.
Come all you broken-hearted ones, and listen to me lay, about a lovely damsel as fair as any may, who's caused much tears and sorrow at grief and heartfelt woe. It's Kitty Quinn I'm speaking of, the pride of Pimlico. It's just about a month ago unto this place she came, and sent her heart all blazing up in love's undying flame, and made of every other lass about the place a foe, because she took their sweetheart, did the pride of Pimlico. For Paddy Burke the tailor, now he can't do a stroke of work, nor Billy she the handyman, nor steady Jack McGurk. And if you ask the reason, all they'll answer you is, oh, it's all because of Kitty Quinn, the pride of Pimlico. And Murphy the teetotaler, he has gone upon the spree, and Kyo the whiskey drinker, now he's drinking milk and tea. He's given up the Jemison, likewise the power and grow, because his heart's distracted be the pride of Pimlico. And even came the miser that no one could get round, and young Tom Ray who owns the fortune near £100, and Matt McCann whose father keeps the Irish waxwork show, are raving night and day about the pride of Pimlico. Well, it's time the police saw to it, or it soon will be too late, or divil a man in all the coom will have a solid pate, or soon beyond in Ridley's home a sight of awful woe, you'll see 10,000 victims of the pride of Pimlico.
Kevin Cunniff singing The Pride of Pimlico, which is part of The Liberties in Dublin. It's a song written by Irish newspaper man and politician, the founder of Sinn Féin, in fact, Arthur Griffith. A short piece in an edition of The Manx Sun for about mid-February 1842 describes the late gales. The weather, it says, has been of a tempestuous character. On Tuesday night, the steamer Victoria from Fleetwood-on-Wyre from Glasgow was driven ashore at Machald Head. The bottom was completely stove in. The crew, we're happy to report, were all saved, with the exception of one man who was missing. The greater part of the cargo was also saved. She was a fine steamer of 200 horsepower. Another newspaper, the Manx Liberal, fills out the story a bit for us, and this is how it starts. Steamer ashore. We regret to have to record in our chapter of accidents the disastrous intelligence of the Victoria steamer, McKibben Commander. And I can tell you the reports in other newspapers tell us that this was Captain Charles McKibben, in command of this steamer called the Victoria, which, the article tells us, runs between Fleetwood and Belfast. Harau Herbert Robbins and hierdachter de chosne urge der kunte en edinege, a bech in verstjer in order. Haneach de rauwe verjousen was smoe ech oil, as spachtel de loer morwe, verjousen was slue ech oil. Veolio kunte ginu kleachte, smacht de muskelen, uren, couch, bleches, jachs, a glas hurestel. As rare an aignyeg a corerson de yin gurishen, na gurishaw. Rene ginsach as an act dolly, lor is kleachta, as kleachta, as kleachta, as esh kleachta rish. Son shigris, fodum ve machian wunye, yinach e, tre ve nase, as yinach stewarder in the purton, gian air as yin the sorrow, chaus henke de ve shan rosh na sulianok. Tre henke de ve na shinna, Oddach ei ginnw ei synach delia. Fyd blaen dy se, ynach ei braich? Suzanne George was a wonderful Welsh singer. She was here for Cruniac on a couple of occasions with her Scottish partner Stuart Brown as the duo Mabsant. This is the song Fe Drawodd Ym Meddwl. Mabsant, a rather augmented version there, accompanying the singing of Suzanne George. Tashu fein peir eniach da feed blain na se, as yinach na blinten tushum weisen, chauds vein a chiadu rau. Wun ye veen, crenach tau jinnu shen. Trud cliachta, yarach e. Van chragan ega kiaut jeg an emsher, as deet ega an green fo shartans da halsigen, ach, Níl fó fyrir elja. Oddach ei clai yn idelach, gynnym y derbyd yn chwreg, chyneuach draw i djian mysen. Na lochlanach. Oddach ei golm o'r dynia as cweg mŵr rhaenyn, fe yndysach. Oddach ei djinnwau son sport ond sgins, na dychlein yn ymren. Oddach ei njinnwau dychlein y deinia draw siennyr fe y mian ege. Oddach ei djinnwau dyhaglach yr sultorion, dy chorfo drwch rerdyr yn banc. Renei y dychos na pyrt yn begon sa'i sinan. Fodum clai bagartach, yarach ei? The Manx Liberal says that the Victoria, while on her passage to the latter port, that's going to Belfast, unfortunately got on the rocks north of the island, at a place called Port Moore, situate between Macclehead and Cunnay, about 3 o'clock on Wednesday morning, owing to the dense fog which prevailed. The passengers and crew easily effected a safe landing, but most of the cargo, which consisted chiefly of bale goods, and valued at £15,000, we're afraid, will be irrecoverably lost. We're sorry to say the vessel still lies on the rocks with her keel and bottom out, and at the time we write, slender hopes are entertained of saving her from going to pieces, owing to the tempestuous southerly wind. The wrecked steamer belongs to a company in Belfast, was considered a fast sailor, and was in excellent condition, £12,000 having been expended upon her only last year in repairs. We'll join music by Haydon Wood now. This is a Manx overture, The Isle of Mountains and Glens. It's performed by the Guildford Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Tom Higgins. Tom Higgins conducting the Guildford Philharmonic Orchestra, a Manx overture, The Isle of Mountains and Glens, a composition by Haydon Wood. Sjodju, stasjun en asjun, radio vanning, as je Claire Nigale ter glasen kartnish, merempien, Robert Katin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Here's something in the Manx Liberal's article now that doesn't seem quite to square with something else we'll hear of later. The passengers and crew, it says, excepting the captain and mate, left for Liverpool by the Queen of the Isle on Wednesday night. The article finishes off now. Since writing the above, we've heard that the Victoria has gone to pieces, but not before a considerable portion of the cargo was saved. Upwards of 30 persons have been employed since the accident in landing goods at ebb tide, and in breaking up the vessel and securing every portion that could possibly be saved. The Manx Advertiser, 11 days later, is among the newspapers carrying this advertisement. Shipwreck auction. To be sold. By public auction by J. Armstrong, for account of the underwriters, at Portmore near Ramsey in the Isle of Man, on Thursday, the 3rd of March, 1842. Fodam gien honour de duchesach, fodam gien cart maridabi tashu lalgim. As odache, yinache, rene. Esh henke pert hug kers mu desen. Genei per toshi weich, wei klei dunje scansjoil ons drama politicach. As oddach ei kleie gin weg elje na stu elenach erbi. Hrenneach a reche en edenegge. Si ye arm wunje, sindesach shen krenacht au djinnu shen. Genei per t moer woon, weg och schulstjach on. Ach, a djinnach slai krel na rau eschen woon na politica erheen. Her house like Crayley, her jargad, derra veer na heisige maagdau, erskin fames on prowlers elia, erskin auras rasunach erbi. Honig a politicere, as va auras ir egason rish tamult, derra rene smunion air, na vodach shen veeshen, er no na rawe erwe an shen tre rena de film, as na rawe derwe an shen le shamreg, tre hachere ons riechage. In 1912, Fred Buxton published his song Come Back to Mona. Here it's sung by Barbara Gale with Christine Brigazzi, Ernie Thorne and Graham Crowe.
Glow of the firelight, come back to your haunt.
Come Back to Mona, a song written by Frederick J. Buxton. He was from Nottingham originally, came to the island in the 1890s, and he arranged Pierrot shows and other entertainments for the summer seasons, until his early death at the age of 52 in 1920. His winters, though, were spent taking pantomimes, concerts and all sorts of other entertainments throughout Britain. Beshen yr fe yn sien yn triachyd. Ach yn awf ysig pech yr bu y sen, er lim y jaws yn fo'n sien nys. As charaw yn ochtr yr fe yn sien son sigrys. Sielt nys mor fe. Fe bonus dy gyr ach cat son yn chwyd smw ach, hanod ach pech yr bu prawel sien, er lim y jaws yn fo'n sien, on sien yn triachyd. As wotsen, wel, fe dylwyd y grei, draw wotsen, sŵl nys. Fe awrys ar marn son sigrys, oxen ren ffag yn y ffilm, as oxen ren llai yn llor. Fe ffysig y ffwlyd y cair sen. Oddach ei ffag yn ei, trwyd ffeis o'n sŵlion y Cymreg yn ega. O'n sŵlion gyr yn y naiach der yn fysmwnion ffwdi draw sgil y gedyn. No o'n sŵlion gynt ceil na myr yn si. Fe gyndys ar yn acht oddos ei gynnw ar yn y cwrs noc, mae'r rei chitliau prawl ei. As man a rau ei chitliau. Ych ei ar y ffilm Rhys as Rhys. Herbert Robbins. On offer from the wreck of the Victoria, according to the advertisement, was a part of the hull and all the materials of the steamer Victoria of Belfast, 204 tons register, with two excellent engines of 90 horsepower each, built by Messrs. Coat and Young of Belfast in 1837, with new boilers complete in 1841. The Victoria, it says, was one of the fastest steamers sailing from Belfast. The materials consist of two bower anchors, two 90-fathom 1 7/8-inch chain cables, stream chain and anchors, hawsers and warps, two double winches, sails, standing and running rigging, a handsome wheel and binnacle, a considerable quantity of sheathing copper and copper bolts, cabin stove and cabin furniture, and a variety of other articles. The above sail will be well worth the attention of shipowners and parties connected with steam navigation, as the engines were first rate, the boilers nearly new, and the materials valuable. Breton band now, Kistinides, perform a song associated with Breton involvement in the Franco-Prussian War of 1870. Kerfank, the name of the song, is the Breton name for Comte de Canlis, which is actually outside Brittany near Mons.
I'm
Breton band from the Pays Valentais, Kistinides. The bank's advertiser also lists other items that were for sale. Shipwreck auction, it says. Also, a quantity of cabin furniture consisting of sofas, beds, counterpanes, sheets, pillows, haircloth, etc., along with all the silver and plated articles, will be sold on Friday at the large room attached to Mr. Healy's hotel, Ramsey. After this event, the Manx Sun for the 12th of March recorded, Sale of the Victoria Wreck. On Thursday week, this sale took place and was numerously attended. The engines and boilers were sold at extremely low prices. The former, scarcely 5 years old, fetched only £120, and the latter, made in September last at a cost of £1,785, were knocked down to a gentleman from Belfast for £30. Mr. Jones of the Foxtel Mines was the lucky purchaser of the engines. However, the newspapers of this period also record a court case against Edward Christian and his wife Isabella of Baldrama. Herbert Robbins, dar a jow, harau en er bi eg a ersen, ach harau eg peach a bi, ach fe un shen, gian cart gurish a fulletic air, glaishach a gurish, mung a gurish, for ir a skiau trai beg ege a grey, well, spastach shen the well, ach shen ol you tau gedden warm. Herbert Custer Robbins, ho eishach de chrel, ha bech fys cart yr fe eg moer hyn a ffol ydych er, i'r er ysgeip mŵr. Ha bech fys i'r eg y fen, bitch ym yr fi. Ach Herbert Bach, ha denk beg jay riw, chyraw riw pert smw ega, ulyw a chliach dy siennes, creu rannu cos na desn. Sa'n sy'n na gheelia, pert beg na gheelia, i'r clai y pol ydych er, Se pert beg vege, de bech u kunt in a minute en weer escape, schelded in ons reagit. De bech u gula rare urgit se bank, de bech u kunt in a chep en son ober, de bech u taus en acht ren en ersen urgige. From Scotland, Neil Clark and Catherine Granger, the Glenburvy folk duo. Manx Radio. Stashun and Ashun to Neshaw, a Shendagre, Radio Vanning. Sheikh Claire Nigale to Clareshaw, Merrimpeen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Harslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
De bech hun meiach ee rest undart resunach erbied a spiegelus. Ver Herbert Robbins Bach, as jenach ee tanachten na achter ren feljeel, dunje ne denke leschriu. Ach, was sklai jindes ach ege. De bech, smondi a politik er, ach denjach de rol van deis jay. Per gerinach ljorisch de vrische trud roschen gerafuddi. Ren Herbert Robbins crae forged it a paper naach, as renne cumul susse. henke skadu jay herisha chion as a chliu roosh. And chas tons munia, as rene lai egen eishege a liabi hogger. Harawi uns firnis lai a peber naiach, the jar of a green shen the Caribbean, chugyal nak jargach e lai as e cumul suse gur a shen na in sailja. Van peber jitteve na chumadoracha, a skian an ege va crowl a skin. A chyraw fe mers ne a lai, be a lai a rish as rish. Baldrama is just to the south of Machel churchyard. After the wreck, the captain, mate, crew and passengers of the Victoria, according to what had been said in court, had been given lodgings in a barn at Baldrama. However, we heard earlier that everyone but Captain McKibben and the mate had left the island on Wednesday evening, having been shipwrecked about 3 o'clock that morning. However, it seems that Captain McKibben and the mate were accommodated at Baldrama to oversee salvaging operations, which Mr. and Mrs. Christian's family and servants also assisted in. Subsequently, Mrs. Christian had arrived at the premises of Charles Kane, a dyer in Lizaire. She brought with her 3 webs of broadcloth. They were wet, and she said the lads had found them on the beach. However, this would be theft by finding. This was bale goods wrecked from the Victoria. And in fact, discovery of this cloth at Charles Kane's led to a search of Baldrama, and other goods were found there. This now is the Galician band Ardentia, and they play and sing for dancing a muñeira and a jota.
Acharrada pandereta, todos le mandan tocar. Acharrada pandereta, todos le mandan tocar. Pero no hay un que diga, charrabote con vida. Pero no hay un que diga, charrabote con vida. Vivan los cabellos rubios, vivan los rubios rubiales, vivan los cabellos rubios, vivan los rubios rubiales, vivan los de mi morena que son rubios naturales, vivan los de mi morena que son rubios naturales.
A pandeira ten a culpa,
a pandeira ten a toda. A pandeira ten a culpa, a pandeira ten a toda. A pandeira ten a culpa que lle dan en nombre sola. A pandeira ten a culpa que lle dan en nombre sola.
Voy a dar la despedida,
no se la quisiera dar. Voy a dar la despedida, no se la quisiera dar. Que sois amigos míos, no vos quisiera olvidar. Que sois amigos míos, no vos quisiera olvidar.
Esta pandeira que toco
es de Perica de Corzo. Esta pandeira que toco es de Perica de Corzo. Tocaban en Periceira, resoaban Arandoxo. Tocaban en Periceira, resoaban Arandoxo. Ay la la la, ay la 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 la.
Dices que mucho te quiero
porque te miro a la cara. Dices que mucho te quiero porque te miro a la cara. Es costumbre que yo tengo de mirar que no me agrada. Es costumbre que yo tengo de mirar que no me agrada. Ay la la la, ay la 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 la.
Soñé que la mar se acaba.
Soñé que la nieve ardía, soñé que la mar secaba, soñé que la nieve ardía, soñé cosas imposibles, soñé que no te quería, soñé cosas imposibles, soñé que no te quería.
coco, el pelicado bella. Esta pandira que toco, el pelicado bella. Inda un te berriaba, oye toca que era bella. Inda un te berriaba, oye toca que era bella. Ay la la la, ay la 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 la. Ay la 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 la.
Ardentia, a band from Vigo in Galicia. If Edward and Isabella Christian had been tried as felons for theft, they'd have been liable to transportation to Australia. However, the court tried them evidently under other legislation. I think it may have been the Shipwreck Act. Although the Christians said that the captain and mate and other members of the crew had given them the items found at Baldromer, they went on to be fined the maximum under whatever legislation it was, and that was 10 shillings. The Mona's Herald refers to goods to a considerable amount supposed to have been part of the cargo of the late shipwrecked steamer Victoria having been found secreted in tombs in the churchyard of Kirkmackled. This led to a parochial visitation by Bishop Thomas Fowler Short, who said that the crime committed was one of the most heinous and aggravated nature, being abominable in the sight of God and man, and as such being a desecration of consecrated ground. As we cunyan ege a dach arn an art as fysimeg eir, fogl fogl. Gwrish fair jane a scripten. As fuddy dyr aw slais mullion dyr aw tred y lwr rei cywt ege eir insachyd, mwba enoc cwrs Herbert Robbins. Gaw ei toiacht leis enam. Enam jay politic eir, as fe cwrdd gysyl iei a chydenc ei roes cweil, draw iru mŵr dy locht yn jintega bent yn rys ergyd, as core mygyrt gysoes gysen synach fi fai ega, synach fi fai fa ega cyr draw. Wren yn art salsych am ach yn ach, chy trim siach mwyr fe, dren yn dynia, as y fen fe ergyd dy fe sgarach fai, en ngedyn bes yn smos glesion, chas fod cyw len ser y cwjach, ond seb dy chyt rachelio rys. As eich o slai oil ons cwysn ergyd oil, fe cwr yndys slai creich o bwgb yn taws dy ergyd mar yn sy'n chwys feriw ege. This is a piece called Snai, written and sung by Alan Clegg with harmonies by Brigia Madrill, one of the pieces for Mona's Isle, The Legacy of Mona Douglas.
Whispering names and still the harsh spell. op een glijzige.
A song called Snai, written and sung by Alan Clegg. Ach eis er a gerig, ve niek som forach gesachter, was slai bundes gin enne. Ach, fuddy drawe, gin far wheel, as fault wat chit de wee leer, as fou drawe en all fos gin en early cosmedach, gin de moor gurishen. The bishop, Thomas Fowler Short, had gone to Macheld in the company of the police and other officials, and their opening addresses were made in the parish church. The court adjourned, says the Mona's Herald, to the house of the worthy vicar, and by the evidence there adduced, suspicion ultimately attached to the two men-servants of Mr. Christian of Baldrummer, who, aided no doubt by the compunction of their own consciences and the vigorous use of the locomotive powers, were soon off the ground and haven't yet been discovered. As a result of the wreck of the Victoria and the finding, and particularly the stowing away of goods in the churchyard of Kirkmackled, the parochial visitation and investigation was held there in Kirkmackled on the 21st of March, 1842. Aston Treyer jit de Chorkion er a chlesh o rish. The founders and drivers of the Armagh Pipers Club, Enya and Brian Vallely, visited the island some years ago now, and that's when I think the chanter's tune was introduced and became a firm favourite here. We'll close with two of their offspring, Quirin Vallely on piano and Neil Vallely on concertina, and they're joined by Paul Meehan on guitar and Brian Morrissey on bowron. Achnish Shene, but now that's it from this edition of Clannagale. So from me, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach,
Old Bobby Bob,
I'd like to wish you a very good night. Eve I'm a chrierew, as orts as my yearian shared you will you.